Headmate, we have been friends since you joined. And just because you are banned doesn't mean that I think anything less of you. And I really care about you, Headmate, a lot. And you're in a very, very dark place right now. And I want to help you through that dark place. Side by side, if you want. I don't want you to do anything to harm yourself because you are priceless. At least you are to me. And I don't believe you should harm yourself because this world might be really, really horrible, but it's a little better because you're in it. So please don't do anything like that. It really gets me angry that Listen here, my lovely friend. You're hurt too. And I will support you and help you overcome whatever you're going through because that's what friends do. And I'm going to be upfront and say this. As a man, I came real close to crying when I found out what you did and how you lied. I don't hate you for it. I can't speak for anyone else. I don't hate you for it. I only wish you the best because I really care about you. I don't hate you. I never have, never will. Again, I can't speak for how anyone else feels, but just know that even after everything you've done, I'm still at your side. Just a shame you're not, 18. Oh, please. By then you'll be taken, let's be honest. Come on. Don't deny it. I think it depends on the person. Like, for instance, depending on the person, I might use humor to cope, or I might just be genuinely remorseful. And that's what I think makes you different from Purple Blob, because let me tell you something, Headmate. You're about to hear me be very, very angry. If you had said to people what Purple Blob had said, I'm just giving a rhetorical, but if you had said what Purple Blob had said to people, I would have ripped you apart, like how I wanted to do to him, and I actually did a little bit. Because imagine, bro, this dude acts like everything is okay. I just called him bro, and I'm like, no, he's not. He's nothing. He's nothing. I don't even consider him a human being. And I almost tore him to shreds when I heard what he said about Sin and Ace. Because you know that Sin is my hero? Take a guess what I mean when I say that. Just letting you know, I'm about to take a shower and, despite the anger I felt earlier, I'll try to, enjoy myself. And you can still message me as I'm taking a shower. I don't mind because, of course, you can message me any time of the day or night. As you could tell, I'm literally about to hop in the shower. But, I worry about you. You're someone I really care about a lot. And, again, anything you want to talk about, just message me. But please, please don't lie. You lying about, the whole world download thing, about your age. I mean, you betrayed me. But I still forgive you, because when you care about someone, you forgive them. And I hope in time you can forgive yourself too. So you want my help? Good. We can start and our friendship will grow and strengthen from there, in my opinion. As I'm drawing myself off, I'll just say that I'll support you because, again, you never intended to hurt anyone, including me. But if you know the rage and sadness I felt, not that you didn't experience it yourself, like you would understand. It was almost insurmountable. And I'll help you. Because I really care about you. And don't be afraid to ask me anything. I might bite hard, but I'm nice, so don't be shy. I'll be in your corner. I keep keeping you up from going to bed and before you dream of me. Well, in that case, hopefully the dreams you have of me are very nice and they give you a positive outlook. Then you can find a different name and I'll help you with it. And between you and I kind of do hope you dream of me, perhaps from this day forward. You need positive things in your life. You don't need negativity. You know what else, headmate? I hope you find a name that's as beautiful as your soul and as beautiful as yourself. Because, I really care about you. And in my opinion, you deserve the best. And I'll be up front with you. When you got banned, I did cry a little bit. And when I saw how you went on a downward spiral after that, it made me just cry more and more. And it made me angry and a whole bunch of things. But hopefully that first part of my message put a smile on your wonderful face. This is very true. But like I told you before, at the very least, you have one person, or at the very least, one person in your corner, which is, well, which is me. A lot of people may not hate or dislike you, and those who do hate or dislike you will eventually realize and understand you and trust you again, or they may not. And if they don't want to, nothing you could do to change that. With the communities you're banned from, I'm sorry that happened. It shouldn't have happened. But if your reputation is still good, that's what matters.
Well, think of whatever comes to your mind and talk about it. And then, of course, as we discuss, we also progress. And of course, don't be shy. Feel free to be open with anything. Don't lie. Be open. I'd be much happier if you were open than conceal something, So if something is bothering you, if something is troubling you, then say it. Don't say, oh, everything's okay and it's not, And if I don't respond right away, don't worry, because I am watching. But just let me know. Okay, that's a good start. And I could tell you for a fact that regaining people's trust, of course, will take time. Think of it as, in all honesty, that is what hurts me the most. You couldn't trust me with something as simple as your age? Hell, I wouldn't have hated you for it, disliked you for it, treated you differently for it. Ace is 14. You know what I call her? My little sister. I don't treat her anything differently. I don't treat her. I don't feel like anywhere funny with her. You know? But that doesn't matter to me. It hurts that you lied about that. It really, really hurts. Sweetheart, there's a handful of people who know my actual age. They don't treat me differently for it. So, I'm a little ticked off at that. Because, of course, a lot of the community doesn't give an F about what your age is, what my age is. Anna's my age. You know how much of the community actually, like, makes it a big issue or really, like, cares about it? None. So, you know, as an example, that's why I'm a little frustrated at hearing you say that. I'm not angry. Let me make that clear. I'm not angry. Frustrated, yes. But angry, I'm not. Do you think that me, Ace, Cosmic, Clay, do you think we would have treated you differently if we knew what your age was? Come on. We would have accepted you regardless. We would have accepted you regardless. So, I'm glad at least now you're being honest. And I thank you for being honest about how you feel about me and about how, just everything. I appreciate that. I mean, you know, I don't think I'm that good of a catch. But, you know, thank you for saying that. Thank you for speaking your mind and not concealing it.
You didn't have a good sleep? What was the reason for that, if you don't mind me asking? Actually is right. He went through the exact same thing before. Slightly different reason, but same concept. He got banned. Dude then got chastised by the community, and he left for some time in the Discord, and I believe ISD as well, because, of course, understandably, it was very mentally draining. And just letting you know that I want to keep helping you. I know Axelay, as he mentioned, he's busy, so I respect that, what he said in the first couple of sentences. But just know that you can message me anytime. And there was something I also wanted to say that's been on my mind. Afterwards, I will delete that voice message just to let you know.
I'm about to continue driving back, but just out of curiosity, with the two voice messages I told you, how does that make you feel? Just wondering. And I answer when I can, by the way, just letting you know. So, you can message me once, you can message me 1,000 times, feel free. I understand. And when I told you about my, you know, feelings, how did that make you feel? Out of curiosity.
So when you were afraid of confessing to me, did you think that I would say, oh my gosh, she confessed to me, let me go ahead and block her or act like she doesn't exist?
I mean, hey, if you were the age you said you were, I'd make you my lover. Just saying.
Well, that's just silly. Listen, if you were the age you really were saying you were, I'd have no problem with it. And I put it this way. If you were the same age that you said you were initially, and you were, say, 1 foot, 2 foot, 10 feet taller than me, I wouldn't mind.
Because you initially thought, oh, Luigi would never have romantic feelings for me. And, of course, you were wrong. But, of course, your perception meant that you felt that I didn't reciprocate.
Question. If I wanted to call you by your first real life name,
would you let me know?
And also, just so you know, I've helped many women and men when they've gone through their transition process. So if you would like, as you go through your transition process, I would like to be your emotional support. If I may ask, how is your transition process going for you mentally and emotionally?
Listen, Mitt, you don't have to be shy with me, though you can ask me anything. I'm an open book. Any questions you have, just don't be shy. Go ahead. Anything you can ask. I don't get bent out of shape over words. So just remember that, how can I say this without getting flustered? If you need anything, just let me know. You know, I'm here for you. I care a lot about you. And you're never a bother. You know, you message me at 3 a.m. my time. You know, I may not respond right away, but, you know, but when I get a chance, I'll do so. So anything you want to chat about, you know, just, you know, send it my way, you know. You want to chat with me about your feelings towards me. You want to chat with me about your mental state, your emotional state, your physical state. You know, feel free. You know, I'm an open book. And, you know, you shouldn't feel like, wow, I'm going to say this to Luigi, so then he's not going to like me for it. No, I'm going to like you for it. Just be open and honest with yourself. Because if you're not open and honest with yourself, Miss Mitt, how are you going to be honest or open to other people? That's my motto. So if you'd like, hey, mate, tell me things like your fears, your goals, you know, because personally, I have no issues with talking with you. You know, you want to talk with me every day, every hour, every minute. Tell me, because I want you to be a better person. And yeah, I want you to be a better person, headmate. So tell me your fears, tell me your goals, you know, be realistic. Don't be pessimistic. Don't be overly optimistic. Just be realistic. That's the best motto. I know you're sorry, but your emotional and mental health comes first more than anything else. Okay, that makes sense. But if you really had to pick one thing in particular that's eating you up the most, what is it? Just let me know. Okay, yeah, I understand the ostracization and the shunning. I can imagine what really takes a toll on you. But remember, those who will stick by you will stick by you. And those who cast you aside, they'll either come back to you when the time is ready for them, or they're just not going to ever come back. And unfortunately, my lovely friend, there's nothing you can do to change that. You could try for 50,000 years and they might still feel the same way, no matter what you say or what you do. And remember something, sweetheart. It depends on the person. Like, I am the type where I would not really be swayed by someone's words, but by their actions. You know, let's say, for instance, you were 18 and you proclaimed your love for me. Yes, it would have me flustered. But if you don't show it, I would wonder, huh, does she really love me? But if you show it through actions, I would know in my heart that, yeah, she really does love me. So it depends on the person as well. Like, it really varies from person to person. So it's up to you then. So now that you heard my words, what do you think about it? Just wondering. what you think.
Just so you know, anything I want, I get. Hopefully that gets you thinking, but I'm going to go ahead and do what I usually do.
Well, well, I did not know Hedmay had that side to her. I like that. I will do a couple things in the bathroom, so I'll have to be back in maybe 20 minutes or so. But message me in the meantime, because I'll have my phone on me. So feel free. You're making me feel a certain way. So I'll have to be back in 20 minutes or so. Because I really, you know, got to use the restroom. A little bit not safe for work, if you catch my drift. That's why I was gone for 20 minutes in the bathroom. But I feel a lot more relieved now. And just so we're clear, even if you were a little taller than me, you were much more taller than me, I would still be interested in you. Even if you were, say, 7 feet tall. And again, if you were 18, I'd be like, oh, that's a very lovely lady who I'd like to tie me up.